That's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Prell. California State University faculty members begin voting today on whether to authorize a system-wide strike for the first time in CSU history. As Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, the faculty and the chancellor's office appear to be far apart in their fight over an ever-shrinking piece of the state budget pie.
California Faculty Association President Lillian Taze says her colleagues are ready to authorize a strike in the event the university imposes contract terms.
I am fully confident. I travel around the campuses constantly, and to say that people are angry is to be kind.
But Mike Uhlenkamp with Chancellor Charlie Reed's office says the university's finances are stretched thin.
Some of the CFA proposals would look to increase costs to the system, which are extremely difficult given the budget circumstances that we're facing right now.
After nearly 2 years of talks and a failed mediation effort, the labor process now moves to a fact-finding stage ahead of a potential showdown later this year. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
California Governor Jerry Brown has some blunt words for Democratic lawmakers who have rejected the budget cuts he proposed in January. He says they need to man up and make the $4 billion in cuts he's calling for in welfare, child care, and other areas. The governor says the state can't get out of its mess only by approving his November tax initiative.
It's not just the tax. It's the cuts I made last year, the cuts I want to make this year, and the legislators have not yet gone along yet. I hope they will. They have to. And then we need pension reform.
Brown's comments Friday came on KGO radio in San Francisco. They bring back memories of former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. He called state lawmakers girly men in 2004 when urging them to pass an overdue budget. This year, Democratic lawmakers have said they're waiting for Brown's budget proposal.